Welcome to Mamahood is a Trip, the podcast where we fully embrace the raw motherhood movement and all of the wild, wonderful, and why is this wet moments. Oh yeah, did we mention we're traveling full-time in an RV? Time to welcome your host, Ashley Cluck. And buckle up, mama, because it's about to get wild.
Today's guest is Brooke Rossi, a nutritionist and personal trainer with over 12 years of experience in the industry working with women. She is the creator of the program Motherhood Reset. After losing her dad to cancer and developing hypothyroid, she personally felt how much stress made an impact on her well-being and health goals. After her fertility struggle and then postpartum anxiety, she realized how unsupported women, especially mamas, really are in their bodies. Brooke's coaching approach supports women in not only achieving their goals sustainably, but to truly transform their relationship with their body so they could not only have the energy they need without the caffeine to keep up with mom life, but feel good in their skin while doing it. Today's episode is brought to you by Pretty Please Teethers, a mama-run company with one mission in mind, to provide you and your teething little with some much-needed teething relief with their modern and sustainable baby essentials. You can explore their full collection at prettypleaseteethers.com. Use MAMAHOOD15 to save 15% off your first order.
All right, Brooke, welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you here today.
I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. Well, before we dive in, I would love for you to share just a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah. I've been a nutritionist and a personal trainer for the last almost 13 years. And I started as a hairstylist before that. And
girl, me too.
It was something that was fun and I didn't really know what I wanted to do after high school. And yeah. After doing it, I realized that I loved working out. I was overweight as a kid. I found that I was really passionate about nutrition and studying it. So I went back to school for that. And kind of the rest is history. I got hired from a large fitness company and got really lucky with a lot of different opportunities that I had that really helped me grow. And through that time, through personal experiences and things that I kind of went through, I really honed in on what I do now and working with women and moms.
Yes. And I remember in our topics that we were going to talk about, so one of them was actually mom guilt. And it's really funny that this was brought up because my first episode was actually on mom guilt and, you know, the whole mental gymnastics that can occur while trying to juggle motherhood with your own mental health. And I would love to dive into this topic with you and hearing about how you overcame mom guilt, because I feel like we can all learn something here.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, a lot of it I had when I had our daughter, and she was our first, and she's 3 and a half now. And after I had her, especially when you have your first, like, you don't really know what you're doing, right? Like, you're trying to kind of figure it all out. And everyone's like giving you their opinions on what you should do, and unsolicited. And it just, I think a lot of it really stemmed from, I kind of had an idea of how I wanted things to be, but then I had these opinions coming at me and it made me feel like I was doing something wrong, or the way that I thought things should be wasn't correct. And I really had to like dive into that. And I was like, you know what? Like, that's not my story. And that doesn't feel right for me. And the kid's still alive. I'm still alive. Like, it's all working out. So I must not be doing something wrong. And I learned pretty early on to just kind of unapologetically do what felt best to me and our family. And, you know, I truly appreciate people giving you their opinions and things, but I really had to like step back and assess and realize that a lot of those things that people are telling you are coming from their own fear, their own way of doing things, their own thought processes. So a lot of the things that I say now is like, you have to ask yourself, like, whose story is that? Like, is that yours? Like, do you feel bad about that? Do you actually not want to do that? Or is it this expectation of something that you think you should be doing because of what somebody else put on you?
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like, so we have a daughter, you know, and she is just turned 9 months old. And I feel like in those first few months that, you know, all those opinions that you were mentioning, and then it's like you Google yourself to death over everything. And then all of all of the decisions, breastfed, formula fed, baby led weaning, purees, like it's insane how much you can over Google yourself. And then yes. also when you throw in those opinions, are you on TikTok?
I browse on it. I don't really use it. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to share a really quick story here. So when my daughter was 6 months old, I was like, oh my gosh, I really want to start with like baby led weaning. I kind of want to skip the whole puree. Like I'm really interested in this. And I have been a picky eater my entire life. I'm a lot better now as an adult, but I really wanted to break the cycle with our daughter. You know, I didn't want her to eat like a broke college student. Like I still sometimes, like, I literally, as I'm saying this, I just had raviolis for dinner. Okay. So I had to scarf down some food before the interview. So yeah, I was like, I'm really excited about this. And my anxiety got the best of me because I was uneducated about how to properly serve foods to, you know, a baby. Yeah. And so we made the decision to wait a couple of months so I could dive into some education, some resources, and figure out, you know, what I felt was best for her, how to prepare and serve the food so it was safe for, like, you know, choking hazards, things like that. So I started documenting all of this on video and sharing it to TikTok. And one of the videos blew up, and I haven't made another one in weeks because of all the opinions.
Yeah.
It is so hard. And I know that there's other moms that are like me out there that, you know, are picky eaters and they want to break that cycle with their children. And I'm like, I know this can resonate with somebody. Like, I know that they're out there, and they are, because there's some comments on there. They message me, but then there's so much hate, you know, like,
yeah,
so many opinions. So I totally get that. I was curious if you were on there, because there's definitely good and bad when it comes to choosing to share these aspects of your life, especially as a mom.
And I found too, that like a lot of the women who want to jump at things like that too, would never say that to you and your, like, to your face, or they would reserve that. And it is so much this like keyboard, I guess, like that they get. Yeah. And I've had videos blow up on Instagram, and you get saying stuff, and I literally had to sit there and internally remind myself the whole time. I was like, that's their story, not yours.
Yeah.
Their story, not yours. And I had to do it the whole time. I was like, you know, it does impact you. No matter how confident you are in what you're doing, people are going to have an opinion, and it does make you sometimes kind of question yourself, but you got to kind of like step back and assess, like, okay, me questioning myself doesn't mean that I'm doing anything wrong.
Right.
It doesn't mean that like I'm not secure as a mom. It just means that, like, you know, I need to remind myself that it's their thing. It's not mine.
Yeah, definitely. And on that note, so I kind of want to switch gears a little bit and talk about reconnecting with yourself after becoming a mom and adapting to this new identity, because 9 months in, and I feel like I'm just now starting to embrace the shift and feeling like myself again. And I know that you've got some really great tips to share here. So I am all ears.
Yeah. I think like 9 months is that verge that both of my kids, when I started to like really start to feel like myself again, around 12 months, you kind of get back there. But one of the biggest things that I ask and tell women to do is, like, there's kind of three big things you can do. And one of them is that thing that kind of makes you uncomfortable. Just do it. Just like that step out, the thing that you've been saying you want to do, but you kind of avoid doing it, or you've been putting it off, and it makes you a little uncomfortable to go do it, because it really makes you kind of like rediscover yourself almost, you know, from the time that, like, even from the time you're pregnant, but from the time that you have a baby, everything is about the baby, and you kind of feel lost in the shuffle through that. But also, like, this whole version of you was born through that time. And a lot of people be like, well, I want to get back to myself. I'm like, but yourself is this whole new person. So it's really not about getting back to you. It's kind of like rediscovering the new you.
Embracing who you are now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think kids make you like face your stuff more than you've ever realized. Like, they kind of get it all to the surface.
Yes. I feel that on another level.
Yeah. So I think really stepping out, doing something that makes you feel uncomfortable, or that thing that you've been wanting to do but put off because you just don't feel like you have the courage to do it, or whatever it is, just go do it, because it's going to put you in this place where you're going to really have to rely on yourself and learn to trust yourself. One of the things that I did was I was a ballet dancer growing up and hip hop was like never my thing. And I've always loved watching like hip hop videos and things like that. And like the dancing, and I signed up for a hip hop class with some girlfriends and we went, and the first thing they did was they're like, all right, everybody's going to freestyle by themselves for like, I was like, what? I'm not doing this. And I looked at my girlfriend and I was like, I don't know if I want to like go in the corner and cry or if I'm actually like, pissed right now. So, but honestly, walking away from that, I don't want to do it, but I felt so good leaving there knowing that I did something that scared me and I was okay. At the end of it, it was fine. So I think it was awesome to kind of like experience that. One of the other things that I think are really good is you have to prioritize time for yourself. It's challenging to say it because we think like, well, I need to find the time, but you can't find time, right? Like the time is fine. We're not going to find any more of it, but
yes,
we can kind of prioritize where our energy is going. And so one of the things I really, really encourage women to do is ask for that support. We can't expect that people know that we need that support. We need to say like, hey, you know, I need to go do X, Y, and Z, because when I do this, I can step away and take some time for myself to kind of like regroup. And I don't care if it's driving around listening to like music that you probably shouldn't listen to when the kids are in the car.
Yes.
Anything, just do something that kind of like gets you back to yourself, brings you in, even if it's 10 minutes where you can just kind of like hit reset almost and come back. It truly helps you kind of like rezone. One of the last things that I really think helps a lot is get a coach. I think coaches can be so invaluable and for so many different things, whatever it is that you're looking for, but someone to truly help you take an outside perspective into whatever it is that you're feeling or having going on or having a challenge with, who can really guide you through where you're at and help you see what's possible for you.
I love that. On the, you know, getting out and doing, you know, some making time for yourself, prioritizing, I feel like for mamas out there, myself included, who had pandemic babies. First couple of months, it, you know, I didn't really, I wasn't prioritizing myself at all. And then, you know, later 6 months plus, I would say I started looking for windows to do things for myself. And, you know, everybody's situation is different. But one of the things that I found myself doing and thinking, it was really strange. And it was like, since the pandemic and I mean, kind of still in it, but wanting that alone time so badly. And then when it comes time to ask or somebody offers, you be like, you decline. Yeah. And I don't really know if that is because, you know, you're afraid of, nobody's ever really watched her before. So it's like, am I afraid of, you know, somebody, even though it's somebody I really trust, something going wrong while I'm gone? Is it just strictly the fact that she's been by my side 24 hours a day, 7 days a week since the day she's been born? And we've never had that separation. You know, like I think I can count on one hand how many times I've been away from her, and it's been for maybe like 2 to 3 hours at a time to get my hair done. So we've been like joined at the hip. I can totally appreciate prioritizing. I just feel like sometimes it's really hard to do that, especially if, you know, you're with your child all day, every day.
It's the, you know, when you're, especially when your baby is younger and you're a new mom, everybody, I think, kind of goes through that. I went through the same thing. It's this anxiety of the what you don't know could happen type of a thing. Yes. And, you know, the not knowing what's happening. The nice thing is nowadays there's so much technology, right? Like you can have cameras in your home. You can have all those things set up that can reassure you. And I found that that's helped me a ton. Part of it too, is you just kind of have to take that leap a little bit. Like you kind of,
once you getting out of your comfort zone, like you said.
Once you do it the first time, I remember the first time my mom came to watch our first, my husband and I literally went to Target. And when we were at Target, I called my mom and I could hear the baby screaming and she's like, we're fine. And she hung the phone up so I couldn't hear the baby crying. And I looked at my husband, I was like, we have to go. I was like, we have to leave now. And you know, you can, but I kind of needed to do that. Like I needed to get out. And I don't know, even if it was going to Target to browse the aisles, right? I just step away and know that she was going to be okay. I was going to be okay. And the more you just kind of take those little steps, the next time we went to dinner and then we came home after dinner and you just kind of take little steps here and there and you realize you're going to be okay. But you do need to find somebody you trust and you need to feel confident with it as a mom. And, you know, once you find that, it's just the knowing and kind of digging into, okay, is she okay? Yeah. And more often than not, it's us that has the issue. They're totally fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why you gotta call me out like that? Awesome. Well, I love that. So I know that you mentioned something about coaching. I would love for you to tell us more about your Balanced Body program and your individual coaching.
Yeah. So when I work with people, I work with primarily moms. I do work with women who eventually want to be a mom too, but the Balanced Body program is the main way that people work with me. It's truly meant to be an all-encompassing program. After becoming a mom and you know, even after being in the industry for years, I wasn't seeing anything that was there to support women and specifically to support moms. And I really thought that I knew what a mom needed until I became a mom. And yes. Once I understood how much of a mental load and things that women carry as a mom, despite all the support you could possibly have in the world, you still carry these things. And I really wanted to put together something that truly supported women. And a lot of it, I really realized, like, once a mom feels her best and she feels like herself and she's confident, and she's happy with where she's at, she's the best mom to her kids that she needs to be. And we're missing the mark on really supporting moms and being the best that they can be. And a lot of it is moms have this impression of, I can't be a good mom and feel good about myself. Yeah. We've gotten into this like self-sacrifice expectation with women, and we use it as like this badge of honor, and it's not, because it's leading to us being burned out and exhausted and mentally tapped out and not showing up the way we want to be. So, you know, they always say like, you need a village to raise kids, but like in modern motherhood, that village is gone. It's not there. So the Balanced Body is truly meant to be that village for the mom. It's meant to be the nutrition focused for you to truly help you feel your best, the hormonal help to really help give you the habits and things that you need to have your hormones be on track and be in a good place. The movement, there's tailored exercise programming done for you for the 6 months of the program. And then I have guest experts come in from integrative physicians who specialize in hormonal health to maternal mental health therapists to mindset coaches. I even have sex therapists come in talking about, you know, intimacy after you've had a child. And so literally every avenue we cover to, yes, not only help you feel good in your skin, but truly give you that village that is kind of missing for that mom after you've had kids.
Yeah. That kind of gives me chills listening to you talk about that. Cause it's like all the things that I'm like, damn, I need that. Yeah. So how does that differ from your individual coaching options?
Individual coaching clients get everything that comes in the Balanced Body program, but it's really for the person who needs a little bit more individual focus or wants more of a private coaching experience with their guidance. So the biggest difference is the Balanced Body program is getting bi-weekly coaching calls as a group. So it's a little bit more of a community feel. Yeah. Private coaching is getting weekly individual coaching calls. And it might be for someone who has things that they're just not comfortable discussing in a group or whatever it is.
Yeah. Is the Balanced Body program only available certain times of the year, or can you join anytime?
You can join at any point. We kind of have a little bit of a relaunch going that starts next week, but you can join at any point. The program is ongoing and you get access to the back end platform of the program for life. So
awesome.
Yeah. The coaching aspect of it is for 6 months. Some people choose to stay longer, but for 6 months, the tailored programming, the coaching, and then you get access to that back end platform for any time.
Great. So for those listening who want to learn more, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
My Instagram, everything lives on my Instagram. So God, I hope Instagram never shuts down because it's all there. My Instagram is Brooke Razzie. When you go there, you can just message me, tell me that you found me on the podcast and I'll chat with you, or the link in my bio has every way that you could get in touch with me. Or if you want to learn more about the programs, it's got links in there for you too.
Yes. I'm going to make sure and link directly to your Instagram and then also to your program. I think I have the link for that in your doc that I have for you. So I'll make sure and link that in the show notes.
Perfect.
Awesome. Well, before we sign off, I would love for you to share the most memorable WTF moment that you experienced as a new mom.
Oh God. How inappropriate can I get?
Girl, shoot for the moon.
I have two actually. My daughter, well, I really never, I thought like pooping in labor was a joke. I didn't really think it was a real thing until it was like completely silent in the delivery room. And then that's when it happened for me. My husband, the whole time, I was like, you are not going down there. You cannot see what's happening. Your head is up by me.
Yeah.
And it was just so silent. And then it happened and everyone just stayed silent. And I was like, and my OB was a friend. So I was like, can I just poop? And she's like, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's so funny. I didn't ask.
I did not with our second, but I definitely did with the first.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. So funny. Did you say you have two?
Oh, I do have a second. Yeah. Well,
Go ahead. Fire away.
My daughter's a toddler now. So we got her this little, after we had our second, we got her a little like play camera that actually takes pictures. And we got it for her as a gift from the baby when he came so that she could feel, you know, a little bit more appreciated. But now she loves it. So she wants to take pictures of everything. And I had gotten out of the shower naked. She was like, she's like, mommy, let me take your picture. And I was like, I could not have lunged at her fast enough because she loves to show everyone the photos too. Oh, so I was like, no, I was like, we cannot do that.
Oh Lord. Yeah. That is great. That would have shown up on Snapchat or something.
Yes. Like. Or like have the nanny be like, what is going on in this house?
That is hilarious. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. It was so nice getting to know you and to hear your thoughts about mom guilt and reconnecting after becoming a new mom, because there is a lot there. And I'm super excited to hear more about your program. I'm going to make sure and, like I said, link that in the show notes. So for anybody who wants to learn more, make sure and head there. Thank you so much again. It was so great to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Mamahood is a Trip. Be sure to follow the podcast wherever you're listening so you don't miss one Mamahood moment. Follow along on Instagram at Mamahood is a Trip and head to our website at www.mamahoodisatrip.com to learn more and get involved. Until next time, stay wild, mamas.